Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello. Welcome to the Exian Theatre podcast, Pursued by a Bear. Thousands of performances and performers, critical scrutiny, and a lot of questionable food choices. The Edinburgh Fringe is a mighty beast, especially for those who have never been before. In this mini-episode, we talk to a Fringe first-timer.
My name's Lucy Grace. I'm doing my debut solo show, Garden, in the Pleasance Courtyard this year. It's my first time at the Fringe. Before I came up here, I was a bit anxious, I suppose, about crowds and it being really busy and flyering, and I guess also sort of the competition from other acts and whether there would be a sort of atmosphere of competition. But since I've been up here, that's completely gone, that anxiety. I've been so pleasantly surprised at the level of support and just the generous atmosphere. It's really, really been a great experience. It's only day three, so that might change. I understand by week three, I'll hate everything. But at the moment, I found that other acts have been so supportive and we've got a little sort of solo solidarity hashtag on Twitter for those doing solo shows, and I'm sure we'll meet up in the weeks to come, because I suppose being a solo act, it's quite odd because you're generally spending a lot of time on your own rather than in a cast. So I guess that can be a bit lonely, but I'm really lucky I've got my producer up here and my stage manager, so I'm not completely alone. And just to be extra cheery, even the weather has been so much better than I expected. You know, I thought it would rain 24/7, but it's been sunny, a bit like summer. The one thing people don't talk about is the seagulls. Everyone talks about the rain and the crowds and Edinburgh flu, but no one warned me about the seagulls. They have kept me awake for two nights in a row. It's like an episode of EastEnders with seagulls is going on outside my window at like 3 a.m. I'm learning a new language, seagull squawking, because there are a range of noises they make, I'm learning. I sort of forgot that Edinburgh was by the sea. And flyering, I think that it will probably get harder as audiences become more weary of being flyered. But because I'm flyering for my own show, which I've written and I'm performing, people are quite kind to me, and also talking to audiences after is really, really nice. I'm really getting a lot out of that. And I had a bit of a Tom Cruise moment yesterday. An audience member came up to me and said, "Oh, you're so short in real life. You seem so tall on stage," which is kind. No one's ever said I'm tall before. It's sort of about feeling disillusioned with office life and 9-to-5 culture and reaching a point where you need to like reassess what you want your life to be about. And the character that I'm playing, which is really a version of me, discovers nature and she starts to build a garden inside her flat. Two girls who I flyed and chatted to about the show seem to be going through sort of that experience now of wondering whether this office job that they weren't completely happy with was going to be for the rest of their lives. Yesterday I met them twice and we even hugged because they were so into the idea of the show. I didn't think that would happen. I thought people would be begrudgingly taking my flyers. After my first show, I felt like I needed to go and have a huge box of Ferrero Rocher or something as a treat and like a come down. But instead I went to see Blam, and that was even better than a box of Ferrero Rocher. I'm treating every day as a little world in itself, taking every day as it comes. I hope this positive mental attitude keeps up and I don't catch Edinburgh flu and start flyering people who don't want me to fly them. I think that's going to happen. But so far, it's all been fantastic. My first time at the Fringe, day three, and I am far from being a broken woman. It is 3:30 p.m. at the Pleasance Below in the Pleasance Courtyard. It's called Garden, and it deals with some of my own experiences of anxiety and depression and how you view the world when you're living with those conditions. But it's got a lot of humour and a few teary moments and a pigeon called Colin.
Take me outside, sit in the green garden, nobody out there. But it's okay now.
And that was Lucy Grace. Lucy's show is on at the Pleasance Courtyard at 3:30 p.m. Thank you for listening, and the next mini episode is only 2 days away. Until then, goodbye.